I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, July 3rd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Want to remind you again, tomorrow, Independence Day, we will not be live on the radio. We are going to be airing a Jerry Stewart tribute to Independence Day, the absolute reason why we're celebrating 4th of July, absolutely why we want to take a moment to remember those who fought for us, those who helped us get our independence, and it's our job to maintain it, something that we absolutely believe in and support. We do have an event that I want to make you guys aware of. A Western barbecue, good old-fashioned cowboy event. This is going to be a roundup put on by the 1st Congressional District Republicans. It's going to be at the Houston Cow Camp. Houston Cow Camp down in McBain, Michigan. It's going to happen on Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. It's located at 8715 South Green Road in McBain, Michigan. Doors will open at 4:30. The program is going to run from 5 to 9 o'clock. It's going to be a great event. They're going to be serving roast pork, baked beans, corn on the cob, cheesy potatoes. They're also going to have an assortment of delectable homemade desserts. Admission is a fundraising event. Also, will include a variety of beverages, beer, wine, soft drinks, lemonade, iced tea, water, and coffee. Something for everybody. They're going to have live musical entertainment, local talents. Wyatt and Amber Howie are going to be there. Admission is $50. It's going to be a great event. Looking forward to attending this event. Would love for you guys to join us. It's going to be very much a fundraising event for the 1st Congressional District. Now, the co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Bernadette Smith, will be attending, and also Jason Jones, director CFO of Omni Intelligence based in Texas. He is a nationally recognized speaker on the Mexican cartels. You may see him frequently on Newsmax, but he will be putting on a presentation, a discussion about the cartels and how they impact not only our country, but the state of Michigan. So if you have any questions or you'd like to get your tickets, you can go to mymifirstgop.org/events. If you'd like to attend this event, text me first. Just text me the number one, ST, and I'll send you the flyer, and you can get the information on their website as well as scanning a QR code, or you can give them a call. The treasurer for the 1st Congressional District, Jeffrey Neerum, his phone number is 231-510-7877. Text me first, and I'll send you the flyer. Again, it's going to be July 30th. The doors are going to open at 4:30. The party begins, program runs from 5 to 9. So, great event. Hopefully, put on your cowboy boots, your cowboy hat, your jeans, and come and enjoy the Western barbecue and the information they'll be providing. Greatly appreciate. Text me first, 1ST, and I'll send you the flyer. One of the news stories that I'm following as we have the news on in the background, waiting for the U.S. House of Representatives to open up the board on the One Big Beautiful Bill. We'll let you know when that takes place. But looking in Lansing, one of the things that has been tied up in court for quite a few years, going all the way back to 2020, was the dam failure that took place here in the state of Michigan. Well, Edenville Dam in Gladwin County is seeking compensation from the state of Michigan. And a trial date has been scheduled for next year, January 12th of 2026. It will end up being more than 2,000 days after the dam's breach and the very destructive flooding took place. The attorney, Sharon Elmerode, the head of Miller Law Firm Class Action Department, says as the court date moves farther and farther away on the calendar from the May 2020 floods, allies in Lansing or the impacted community are starting to fade away as well. I think it's faded away as it gets farther away from the actual incident date. I do think there is a possibility that there will be some effort to provide compensation to these people who are representatives of Midland and Gladwin communities. But however, I feel that the intensity of their pain, of their cost, of their devastation is starting to fade. This past year, Dana Nessel, the Attorney General's office, argued that the plaintiffs had a lack of evidence that the state agencies were responsible for the damage caused 5 years ago. On May 12th, a Michigan Court of Claims judge ruled in a civil lawsuit filed by residents against the State Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. When looking at the factual question remaining around whether the department knew that the dam presented safety risks, on June 10th, clients of the law firm, nearly 800 of them from Midland, Saginaw, and Gladwin counties, signed a letter to the governor asking her to acknowledge the state's responsibility in this preventable disaster and to direct the attorney general to begin negotiating a settlement. Well, the law firm argued that the documents recently unsealed by the Court of Claims demonstrate fully that state officials' warning of the dam's deficiencies went without being acted upon by elected officials. For example, in January of 2019, Eagle engineer Luke Trumbull cautioned the Four Lakes Task Force, a local nonprofit working with the area's lake communities, that erosion in the downstream slope could progress the dam's failure. According to the Four Lakes Task Force, the estimated cost to repair the dam, $142.8 million. Well, the dam's related lake, Wixom Lake, was home to 2,875 waterfront properties. Well, in 2019, a year before the failure, endangered snuffbox mussels were found in the lake. That triggered requiring special permitting from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. During the flood conditions, you want the water to be well below the top of the dam. Yet the state, in fact, persisted in having the water levels raised because the state wanted to protect these mussels. They said that if the water levels were lowered, the mussels' population were at risk. She was directly the attorney of accusing the state of pushing the dam's owner, Boyce Hydro LLC, to keep the water levels high. Well, to date, the Miller Law Firm is representing nearly 1,000 residents out of the almost 3,000 folks that own property on Wixom Lake. The attorney went on to say, "We have been told that it is an emotional experience every year for these people. They're reliving this and the failure of the dam and the horror of it all. This has been heralded throughout the country for the skill with which this was successful, the evacuation of nearly 10,000 people. But the trauma of going back to their homes, the loss of family photographs and personal items that can never be recovered, can never be restored, many of the community now being older has been very traumatic for the people. Nationally, Elma Rhodes said she's known of people suing governments after hurricanes and similar events, but she sees the Edenville Dam as a problem where the state had the power, the ability to stop this event from ever happening. They had the power to change the outcome. Well, going into the January 12th, 2026 trial date, investments have been made to highlight the residents and the problems they've been experiencing. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Just to wrap up this damn story from May of 2020, the case isn't going to trial until January 12th, my birthday next year, 2026. Well, the attorney from the Miller Law Firm, Elmer Road, mentioned one of the people specifically in this case, class action lawsuit, Chad Keys. He had been residing in a home on the Tittabawassee River, which flows through the area's four dams. In 2020, Keys was diagnosed with a genetic condition, ultimately leading to blindness. So he had his home renovated to accommodate his advancing forthcoming disability. He was going to have a reduction in his work abilities and his financial circumstances based on his impending blindness. So he renovated his home to make it more accessible. Well, when the dams failed, his home was completely washed away. He couldn't rebuild the home where it was located because the site was deemed to be unsafe. He couldn't even keep the land for the purposes of rebuilding due to the taxes. Additionally, the attorney said she's met with people that are still today residing in mobile trailer homes. They began using them 5 years ago as temporary housing. Unable to cover the repairs to their homes and still being forced to pay continued property taxes. Well, next year, the Four Lakes Task Force is expected to finish spending all the state funds to repair the affected dams. And it is expected to secure a series of bonds starting in the summer of 2026. The capital special assessment is going to be an $80 million bond, and it will start to appear on the property owner's tax bills this year, 2025, December 1st, at a 5.94% interest rate. Well, the attorney feels that the contributions to repairs should be 50% by the insurance companies and 50% by the state. Not everybody lives on the lake, but it is a community that's been impacted. a letter was sent from about 770 clients who signed the letter to the governor just a couple of weeks ago, begging, asking for a settlement without having to wait until January of next year for the trial date. Well, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, no response. No response at all. Now, here is the main reason why these people are taking them to court. We talked about it when it happened. Can't believe it's over 5 years ago. The attorney general, as well as the governor, wanted to protect the muscles. They took the advice, the recommendations from Eagle to keep the dam's levels high so that the mussels could survive and thrive. Had they released the pressure on those dams, had they lowered the water levels, the mussels may have not survived, but the static pressure, hydrostatic pressure on the dam would have been reduced. It's the bureaucratic agency's fault that the dams failed. That's basically what their arguments are. So you have to understand that these people have legitimate evidence to present and blame the state of Michigan, the governor, the attorney general, and others that kept those water levels up high. And it doesn't appear that they're willing to settle the case prematurely to the trial date. So it's going to be a situation where they'll continue to struggle, I guess, until January 12th of 2026 when the trial begins. And here's the problem. The governor could potentially avoid a lawsuit, avoid a trial. Because if I'm sitting on a jury and I hear this evidence, I'm granting these people millions of dollars. Well, the governor doesn't even want to call him or talk to him. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days